The Torah tells us in Tav Tzadik Gimel, Nogim b'chol makomos, that it's knowing every place that you shouldn't marry a lady, bein Pesach Latzeres, between Pesach and Latzeres, v'tam, shelo laharbos b'simcha, you shouldn't be have extra simcha, shebosu zman mesu talmidi Rabbi Akiva, because at that time the talmidi Rabbi Akiva died. He's basically on the Gemara in Yevamos that says, bein Pesach Latzeres, between Pesach and Shavuos, the talmidi Rabbi Akiva died. And continues that the people also have a minute not to take haircuts that time. And then the tour continues and he says, V'yesh mistaprim milag ba'omer ve'ilech. Some people they do take a haircut from lag ba'omer ve'ilech. She'omrim she'oz pasku me'lamas. Because we say from over there, then at that time is pasku lamas. That's when the Tamin Rav Akiva stopped dying. So what it sounds like just reading the tour is that there are two opinions. The simplest reading of the Gemara sounds like they died the entire time from Pesach until Shavuos. But there is a minhag that people, the V'yesh Mestaper and Lag Bomer, because they say, which we're going to have to discuss where the source is, that they stopped dying by Lag Bomer. So where is this source that they stopped dying from Lag Bomer? The Gemara just says that they died the entire time. So to that, the Beis Yosef brings down that there's a medrash that says that they stopped dying. The Beis Yosef says, Shamati she'yesh b'medrash emesim v'pesach ad prosat tzeres. They died from Pesach until prosat tzeres, which is 15 days. Before pros is always 15, half of a month, 15 days before before Shavuos. So 15 days before Shavuos, if you do the math, it comes out that that's going to be the 30. The way that the Beis Yosef comes out, the numbers come out that it ends up being on the 34th day of the Omer. The 34th day of the Omer is when they stop dying, and therefore the Beis Yosef says, therefore the minhag that to take haircuts on Lama Gimel, which is what it sounds like from the Torah, is not what people should do. And people should do Lag Ba'Omer, which is what the Sfaradim do. That's the meaning of the Sfaradim, that they don't hold of Lag Ba'Omer for haircuts and for weddings. They rather hold it's Lag Ba'Omer, and that's based on this Medrash that says the way that it says over here is that it was 15 days before Shavuos. So the problem is we're still stuck not understanding what the mahalach of the tour, when the tour, the Beis Yosef doesn't circle back and explain to us what the reason for the tour is. The tour says that there's a sheet that says Lag Bomer, they stopped dying at that time. There is no medrash that says that. So where's that coming from? So at least as a start, the Bach deals with the minhag. He deals with the minhag that we have Lag Bomer. He deals, and his deal, the way he deals with the minhag is he deals with it a little bit differently, and we'll discuss. There seems to be a Tosas that the Kadmonim quote. And Tosas says the way that the way that it's brought down, the it says as follows. The Tosas that is not brought down in our Tosas, on the Gemara, it's not on our Gemara, but it's brought down from the Kadmonim. Shekasru achronim mishmam shalom mesu ela biyamim shomrim tchina. They only died on the days that they didn't die on the days that we don't say tachna. Only on the days that we would say tachna. Nimtza shalom esu b'shivus yimei Pesach. And when we say the Talmid Rabbi Akiva died from Pesach until Shavuos, we take out the shivus yimei Pesach. Sheva shabbosos u'b'shnei yam shal rosh chodesh. Iyar v'rosh chodesh sivan. So he works out the numbers. And he says if you work out those numbers, it ends up being that there ends up being only 33 days that they actually died. They really died, like the Lashon of the Gemara, they died from Pesach until Atzeres. However, it's not every day in that time period. There were some days that they didn't die, and there were 33 days. So Zok Tabach, according to this, what comes out is that the two minhagim that we have, which we were familiar with, the two minhagim that we have for Sfira, that the Ashkenazim have, either what we call first Sfira is from Pesach until Lag Bomer, or second Sfira from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until whatever time period in Sivan, until the beginning of Sivan sometime. So those two shitas are based on this Tosas. Because once we're telling us that there were 33 days that they actually died, so we are knowing 33 days of Yemei Avelos for those 33 days that they died. There are two ways to count to 33 days. You can either count from the beginning of Sfira until Lag Bomer, that's 33, or you can count from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until 33 days from then. You'll take a break in Lag Bomer, which we'll discuss in a minute, and then it ends up being that you have 33 days like that. So those are the two opinions that Ashkenazim have their Din Sfira based on. The two ways of working out, but again, it has nothing to do with that they actually stopped dying at 33, not Bomer. All it has to do is that we're filling in those 33 days. somehow, whichever cheshbon we're doing. So therefore, even our minhagim, so the minhag that says that they died the whole time, which is the pashat lashon of the Gemara, that they died the whole time, that won't work with this tour. The idea that there with the medrash that the Beis Yosef brings down, that we're dealing with 15 days before Shavuos, that also is not going to work with this tour, because that ends up being Lad Ba'Omer, the 34th day of the Omer. And these two opinions, they seem to, there is something to do with the dying of the Taminim, and it has to be with 33, but it also doesn't work out. It doesn't say that nobody says that they stopped dying Lad Ba'Omer. Everyone says that they died the whole time, except for some days. So it's just a way of figuring out, of commemorating, or of joining in the Avelos of those of the Taminim of Rabbi Akiva. So where is this Shita that Lag Ba'Omer is Pasku Milamos? Not only that, but really it's a little bit more. Because if we're going to say, which we know, that the Ramah Paskins over here, he Paskins that we're Noagim, Laharbos, Besimcha, we don't say Tachnun, Lag Ba'Omer is a Tzas Yontif, whatever Nosuch you're going to use, that is what the Ramah says. And that Minag, for sure, is only going to be able to be based on on this halacha that the pashtus that the Tamid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, because otherwise why in other words, if we it just ends our commemoration, but they were really dying the whole time, so then it doesn't really make sense that we should have why is it a day of simcha? It's not really a day of simcha, so we stop. We're only doing 33, but it didn't really stop. They were dying on Lag Ba'Omer and Lad Ba'Omer and Lad Ba'Omer and Lad Ba'Omer every single day they were dying. So from here you see that there's got to be. Right now we're saying that there are, we came out with four different shitas the way we're working out, but there's got to be another shita. There's got to be, and this is what the Achronim bring down, that there's another shita that says exactly what the Torah says, which is, and where this comes from, where if there's a medrash like this, it doesn't seem to be that's what Tosa says, it doesn't seem to be that that's what this medrash says, but there is a shita, somehow we're going to work it out, that Lag Ba'Omer is when they stop dying, when the Tamid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. So we end up coming out with many different shitas, and the minhag that we have, that we start taking haircuts on Lag Ba'Omer, so that we have different ways of explaining that, but if we're going to be Marvi B'Simcha, which is how the Ramah brings it down, then that sounds like the only way we're going to be able to understand that is the way of the Torah, that they actually stopped dying at that time, which is a tzarech beer, exactly where the source for such a thing is.
I know.